Hi, my name's Bob Diven. I'm a singer-songwriter from Las Cruces, New Mexico. The song now is written like a lot of my songs, from personal experience, only kind of magnified. I have a line I use where I say everything I sing about is factual. It's just not necessarily true. And that kind of applies to this song. It sort of just amplifies real experience. I've been surprised when I sing this song that I've had people come up to me that really identified with it, which says something about where we're all at. But here it is now from my CD, Bob Diven, Play With Yourself, live at the Black Box, and I hope you enjoy it. Thanks.
Thank you, and welcome to Radioland. Just pretend it's CBS in 1936. We'll be just fine. Now that my medications have reached therapeutic levels, I don't think about you all the time like I did before. You show up on occasion in my dreams now that I'm sleeping, but you don't look so much like a witch anymore. Or that famous Babylonian whore, 'cause it's 1, 2, 3, 4 pills for breakfast. They don't upset your stomach so much if they're taken with the meal. My moods have swung back to the ordinary. I'm not too happy, I'm not too sad. On the whole, I don't feel so bad. I went to the store and I bought a cute dispenser with 3 well-marked compartments for each day of the week. I load them up every Sunday evening, 3 of the pink ones and 1 of the blue. And pretty soon I'll stop thinking of you, 'cause it's 1, 2, 3, 4 pills for breakfast. They don't upset your stomach so much if they're taken with a meal. My moods have swung back to the ordinary. I found the only way to let it be was psychopharmacologically. Ow! Now that my medications have reached therapeutic levels, I don't think about you all the time like I did before. You show up on occasions in my dreams now that I'm sleeping, but you no longer have those horns on your head. And I rarely ever think about you dead, 'cause it's 1, 2, 3, 4 pills for breakfast. They don't upset your stomach so much if they're taken with the meal. My moods have swung back to the ordinary. I found the only way to let it be was psychopharmacologically. I'm not too happy, I'm not too sad. This ain't the best year that I've ever had.